Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 25, we were taught that every Christian is to be an evangelist. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I remember years ago we had a man that he wanted to witness to people, but we would have said, well, the way he goes about it, he's like the bull in the China shop. It scares more people, chases more people away, and even his logic when he was talking, you had a hard time following it. Not the most brilliant of men. Sometimes we used to make this comment of the upstairs apartment's not fully furnished, okay? And that's the way you often saw this guy. There was a man in the hospital who was quite sick and been in there for a long time. And various pastors and evangelists were sent in to see him. And I mean, I was a member of the church where this happened. So this is a true story. But some well-known evangelists, if I mentioned their names, you would know them. They came by and tried to witness to the guy with no success, so to speak. And this guy, in his own fumbling, bubbling way, knowing the story behind it all, went up there, witnessed, and led the guy to Christ. You see, the power is in the message, not in us, because of our debonair ways or our manner of being able to present things. Evangelism needs to return to its rightful place at the center of the church and the Christian life. And if we'll do that, and we'll accept it as the work of each of us, and the neglect of none of us, we'll realize then that we're in a partner relationship with God and our local church to reach out together for lost mankind. You know, that was the belief in the early church in Jerusalem. Evangelism was not part of their life. It was their life. Their spirits were steeped in it. They lost their homes. They lost their goods. They lost their possessions for it. Read Acts chapter 8, and you'll see that. Their minds were soaked in it. It was in the atmosphere they breathed, and it ran like fire through their veins. This is New Testament evangelism. Every Christian is an empowered witness. In the Old Covenant, it was Israel. Every member, a disciple winner. Every layman, an evangelist, in that he points people to Jesus Christ. Every member of the church who should be saved in order to be a part of the church, joining together in a united spiritual effort to win the lost outside of Christ. Evangelism is a ministry which is to be carried on in the church, by the church, through the church, and for the church, for Jesus Christ's sake. And every Christian needs to make themselves available for that ministry. You see, there are those of you listening to me today that are very strong on the downfall of the morals in this country, and I can understand that. We've lost our moral fiber and our virtuous standards. But you're working hard to convert people to vote for certain candidates who end up letting you down. My friend, people need the gospel. The candidates need the gospel. The people of power and position need the gospel. The grassroots needs gospels. My friend, we must get the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now let's continue here. And we read in verse 7 here of 1 Samuel 25. Now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not. neither was there aught missing unto them. All the while they were in Carmel. You see, David was actually giving them free security service. It would have been so easy for these armed men to just steal the sheep and eat it as food for themselves. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand and to thy servants, and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David, and ceased. So, that's what you do. You go to the world with the message that God has given. You present it as it is. And we see that often the reaction of the world is just like Nabal. Why? Because they're full. They say no to God. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. You see, when he says, who is David and who is Jesse, he knows all about the division between he and Saul. He knows that Saul is trying to kill David. So it's not that he doesn't know David in that respect, but he doesn't know the person of David. So he says, shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh I have killed for my shearers, and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? Wow. He said, okay, you broke away from your master. You're no good. All this stuff is mine. Get that in your mind. It's mine, mine, mine. Well, Nabal doesn't see anything that he has belongs to the Lord. When you get to the point of saying, hey, look, I worked for that. I worked hard. Why do you expect me to give it to God's ministry? I had a man in a church I pastored that said that one time to me. He says, look, I got that job. I went out and worked for it. And he says, I once worked there the last 15 years. And boy, he went on and says about that. He didn't like the idea of a tithe. His wife was talking to him. They'd come to me about it. And you know, I can't remember if I said, well, you know, the Lord can take that job from you. But you know, in 2 weeks, this guy that was in a job that was so secure had a guy from another floor in the plant where he worked that come up to him, and they got in a fight. And both of them got fired, and this guy could not get rehired there. And his jobs the rest of his life were not anywhere close to the income, the benefits, and everything else that he had in that job. And you see, that's what I'm saying is that God took his job away. He thought, oh, this is mine. This is my stuff. This is what I've done. Who are you to come and talk to me? And so, Nabal talks to these men of David that way, just like the world gets upset with you as a Christian when you share the gospel with them. Who is this Jesus, this Son of God, that he is down on my lifestyle and wants me to give my life to him? Baloney, I'm the master of my life. So David's young men turned their way in verse 12 and went again and came and told him all these sayings. Well, now I find that's interesting because I find in James chapter 3 and verse 1, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, that I'm going to give an account of what I preached. Did I preach what God gave me? Did I tell it as it is to men as they are? And if it's a bad report that you didn't respond to it, then God reacts somewhat the same way David reacts about Nabal. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the stuff. Can you see us after the rapture being with the Lord and then he's coming back? And a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth. And here we are following him on white horses as he comes back to this earth. An earth to whom we had a part in giving the gospel. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And he railed on them." You see, God sends his people out in love, in care. And the way people respond many times is not good. But this young man of Abigail's, this servant, is telling it as it is. "But the men were very good unto us. We were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields." Now, this is the truth here, as it is. "Then they were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. And now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For it is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak unto him." There, people go on arguing about, is this a Christian nation in which we live in America? And some make the comment, well, it's never been a Christian nation. Well, that is true in that, are we very biblical and saved and righteous? No. But the idea of, from the morals and principles and virtues of the Word of God, we were established on those. Many of our laws and our constitution were built on the things from the Word of God. And it helped with the moral fiber and the standards of virtue that we had in this country. But we started to lose that. And yes, it is time to count the noses of those who will take a stand for Christ and his church. You see, we need more than a bypassing attitude when it involves taking our stand against evil. How we need to be shaken loose of our fickle undecidedness and border-like living that even the world nails in our churches with its music and dress and what have you as philosophy and positive-only preaching. How long do we think we can go on desecrating the Lord's Day, ignoring God's book and changing it and in all ways corrupting it, rejecting God's laws and neglecting God's house, cutting back its services to one service a week? It's time for us, first of all, preachers, to get off the fence and contend for the faith as it is revealed in God's holy word, to stand up and be counted. I wonder, where are the Elijahs who are willing to take sides with God, even though he may be standing alone because the people that have not stand with Belial aren't standing as they should, they're fickle. The conditions demand that we choose whose side we want to be on. And the question is not where is the God of Elijah, but where are the Elijahs for God? Will you be one of them?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.